There are 51 cameras that issue speeding tickets near New York City schools, and more to come. The city won't say where they are, but using ticket data, WNYC mapped their locations. Drivers have complained that the cameras are just a cash cow for the city, while safety advocates say they help prevent crashes. WNYC's Kat Aaron reports that both sides seem to be right.
At pickup time at PS 41 in Soho, the sidewalks are packed with kids, talking and joking. On the crowded streets of Manhattan, slowing cars down near schools seems to make sense. But almost none of the speed cameras are in Manhattan. They're mostly in the outer boroughs. And the drivers I talk to in Brooklyn and Queens feel like the cameras are just another salvo in the war on cars.
I think it's just a ripoff, that's all. It's just for the city to make extra cash.
Joseph Glusberg drives a cab in Brooklyn. He got dinged by a camera right off the Belt Parkway.
You're coming off and you don't even, you know, pay attention that there's something mounted there.
But there was.
A couple of weeks later, I got a ticket in the mail.
That camera right off a highway is the city's top earner, issuing $2.75 million worth of tickets last year. 55,000 of them at $50 a pop. That's 100 times more tickets than officers in that Coney Island precinct wrote by hand. The camera is near a school. Glusberg's own kid goes there. But he says there are no pedestrians to protect at that spot.
Nobody ever crosses street to Belt. There's nowhere to cross. Where are they going to go? Across the Belt Parkway? There's nothing there. Nothing. Just a fence, and that's it.
Turns out, the second busiest camera is also just past an exit ramp off the Long Island Expressway in Queens. Rocco Ferrero has been living and driving in Fresh Meadows for 33 years, where he owns a beauty shop. He's gotten one ticket. His wife got five in the first week that the camera was on. And she wasn't the only one.
You see, my wife, she works at a city school. A few other friends that work in there, they all get tickets. But not because they go very speed, like, you know, like 40 maybe.
They just go a little over, you know, like people do.
Yeah, all the tickets are like 40, 41 at the top, not more than that.
Since it was installed in July, that camera has issued more than 33,000 tickets, totaling $1.6 million.
I'm against speeding, you know, because speeding can kill somebody. Look, I got three kids. I got four grandchildren. Don't tell me to do this for my safety of my kids or my grandchildren.
When I went to check out the camera, you can kind of see what Rocco means. Standing on the sidewalk, I watched car after car trigger the pop of the camera. That's two in a row that just got a camera flash. This car approaching is definitely about to get a ticket and camera flash. No one would cross here. Across the street is a chain link fence blocking off the LIE. No sidewalk, hardly space to stand. The three top ticketing cameras were all in spots like this, near major roadways where pedestrians have nothing to cross to. Those are the exceptions, though. Most permanent cameras are on busy city streets with a lot of cars and people. Juan Martinez with the city's Department of Transportation says the speed cameras are meant to slow traffic down and not just for pedestrians.
We use the speed camera program to protect everybody because speeding is a threat to you while you're walking, while you're driving.
Going 11 miles over the speed limit, which you have to do to get a ticket, might not seem like a big deal. But Martinez says that at 40 miles an hour, it takes a driver 100 more feet to stop than if he's going 30.
If somebody pops out ahead of you between two cars 100 feet away, the difference between life and death for that person is whether you were going 40 or 30. That's the stakes here.
If the goal is getting people to slow down, the cameras seem to be working. According to a WNYC analysis, the number of speeding tickets issued by each camera fell steadily. And where cameras are installed, crashes drop, too, by more than 13% for collisions that cause injury. That's the goal, Martinez says, not collecting money. If the program succeeds, people will stop speeding and revenue will fall to zero, which, he says, would be great. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.
This story was co-reported with WNBC Channel 4. For a map showing where the cameras have been installed and which have been the busiest, visit WNYC.org.